Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off today. Governor Gavin Newsom postponed his annual State of the State address scheduled for Monday today, awaiting the final outcome of the Prop 1 ballot measure that's pivotal to his strategy to address the growing mental health crisis, homelessness, and the housing shortages plaguing California.
Proposition 1 failed to gain strong enough support. It was only narrowly ahead in the last ballot count, and the opposition has already conceded. And so we want to know how close this is going to be, and it may be the reason behind his postponement of the State of the State address. For a closer look, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Christopher Catalogo, the California Bureau Chief for Politico. Christopher, thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you.
What is the reason his office is giving for postponing the State of the State? I mean, is the governor afraid of taking a victory lap with such a close margin?
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to do that. He so far has not and wouldn't have, even if he were to give the speech on Monday. I think it's difficult to really assess a lot about the state of the state without knowing the outcome of this race. And so if he were to give the speech and kind of avoid talking about it or just given a couple lines, it's such a linchpin of what he's trying to do around homelessness and housing and mental health that it would just be a difficult thing to pull off. And people would have all kinds of questions about why he didn't address it more. What does he expect to happen? And so delaying it is just a little bit cleaner because this ballot measure was so closely associated with him. And it's actually in many ways far more important on a policy basis that it passed for him than even on a political one.
Your organization, Politico, published an article earlier this afternoon regarding Prop 1 and that Governor Gavin Newsom is embarking on a last-minute scramble to correct rejected ballots as his ballot measure just maintains that razor-thin lead. Talk a little bit more about that. They're trying to correct some ballots that have been thrown out, hoping it widens the margin for Prop 1?
Yeah, so one question about this is, does Prop 1, you know, we're seeing counts come in from counties all the time. Does this get called before they really embark on this ballot curing process? This is a process we see a lot in very close House races, for instance. It's far rarer on a statewide level. A lot of the reason for that is it's very expensive to organize folks to do this. Essentially, you're going into these elections offices and you're looking at ballots and trying to get them reinstated. Sometimes they get thrown out because the signature doesn't match. Sometimes they get thrown out for other kind of mismarkings on ballots. He's got a lot of money. Obviously, we know much of it held over from the 2021 recall in his political committee, one of his PACs, and is able to fund something like this. Also probably has a lot of volunteers. We'll just have to see the timing, whether this election on Prop 1 gets called before they could really kick that off, or whether whether that really moves the needle in any way for him to bring some ballots back into the count.
Can you remember the last time a State of the State address was postponed in California? It seems really remarkable. Put it in perspective for us.
So the thing about the State of the State, we know that standing there doing kind of a teleprompter speech is certainly not one of Gavin Newsom's favorite things to do. He's talked about the difficulty with his dyslexia. He's also kind of preferred to go out on the road. He's done this in various ways before. There was obviously the Dodger Stadium speech, but there was other ones where he went around different parts of the state. He did a march last year to sort of forgo this. I'm sure there have been some changes in scheduling in the past, but he's already kind of pushed the limits of basically getting around giving this speech. And he's, you know, done various things in the past. You guys remember when he was mayor of San Francisco and did the 7 hours on YouTube.
I was going to bring that up.
A long history. Yeah, he's got a long history of kind of bending convention on these things.
I want to talk more about Proposition 1 itself. We've been talking about this razor-thin margin. Did anyone think it was going to be this close, and why is it this close if it was anticipated to be a slam dunk?
Couple reasons. They obviously far, far, far outspent the opposition. I mean, it was not even close. The paid opposition was basically null on this. They made a calculation to put this on the spring primary ballot so that it could be the only bond there. It wouldn't be competing with borrowing money for other things like climate or schools or housing, other ones that want to get on the fall ballot, basically saying we don't want to compete with anyone. The trade-off there was that they were going to be on a ballot in the primary that was going to have a lot more Republican turnout. Certainly they thought they could get some of those Republicans because the issue of homelessness and mental health, you know, does in some ways cross party lines, but there's also a real appetite sort of lack of appetite from the electorate in California to throw more money at these problems. I mean, people look at it and they say the state spent, you know, more than $15 billion so far on homelessness, and, you know, they're not seeing the results they want to see. And it's a difficult sell. It's an increasingly difficult sell for people. They want to see results. They're frustrated. And I think you saw that materialize in this initiative and why it's so close.
You know, you mentioned the crossing of party lines when it comes to this issue of homelessness and the lack of housing. Do you have any reason to believe that this second recall effort that has been announced against him would be canceled if this measure actually passes?
Canceled, you're saying because it would show that there's not an appetite to recall him?
That he's actually doing something about these problems that usually the conservative majority of the party points out as some of his failures.
Yeah, so it's interesting because if you look at the rationale for this latest recall, they're talking about the state extending health insurance to undocumented folks. They're talking about a huge budget gap, which is there right now, and they'll have to pass this budget by this summer. They're talking about Newsom's national ambitions and all his campaigning for Joe Biden. So there's a whole bunch of reasons why they want to continue to pursue this recall. I would expect them to still try. Certainly it's a hugely uphill fight for them, in large part because they're not doing the traditional route, which is that you pay signature canvassers sort of outside of the big box stores. They're trying to do it through the mail with supporters to circulate these lists of signatures and then send them back. And that's certainly to gather, you know, the number of signatures that they need, a much tougher hill to climb. And I think they're also going to struggle to raise significant amounts of money. We see Steve Garvey made it through in the Senate race against Adam Schiff. Hasn't raised much money there. And, you know, the Republican donors and big groups in California have had to kind of adjust and look at the state for what it is, which is a largely Democratic state. And in some cases, you see these big interest groups you know, voting in their minds for the lesser of two evils, picking more moderate Democrats. And certainly what we saw this last week with the California Chamber of Commerce coming out against this recall, that's kind of an indication there that they want nothing to do with it and that they're basically going to work with Newsom for his remaining time in office.
Christopher Catalago, thank you so much for joining us. He's a Politico California bureau chief. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.